Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks to Christina and Lillian, huh? Yes. It was a daring act of faith. I've shared, I got to attend the Ohala Renewal Rabbinic Retreats in Boulder, Colorado, a couple of times. Rich, rich work going on. It's really small, 150 rabbis across the country. Profound work going on in the study of Torah, dance, arts, music, community building, justice. It was just enthralling. And I promised Rabbi Dan that I would never invite him to a Lutheran assembly gathering. It's just one damn business meeting. What are we doing? One of the coolest things, Torah study beginning at 11 at night. Now, they had it throughout the day, but some of us are night owls, right? If you really want to get into Scripture, you start at 11 at night, past that midnight hour. Yeah! Woo! At the conclusion of one of the gatherings, Rabbi Green from New York, who'd been the keynote speaker, was addressing the assembly for the last time. Now, he's one of those wise elders. You know, in these discovery movements and reform movements of church and faith and Judaism, wherever you find yourself, always a handful of elders, all right, who say, this is important. And he addressed the group by saying, most of the people in this group consider themselves fringe people. And the group burst out laughing. It's a fringe movement. He said, I understand why we think that way. But what we're about is the heart of Judaism. This is where the action's happening. The transformation, the deepening, the reality to make it a contemporary faith. It is essential that you know the work you're about is the heart of Judaism. And I say that to you today. One of the silly jokes has been, Steve, when you leave, we have to go back to being Lutheran. No! No, what we're doing is the heart of Lutheran and Christian faith. That's why we're doing this. We've been drawn to it. We're called to it. It's not everybody's cup of tea. We're not trying to be just distinctive or unique on the planet. No, these things matter. And they're touching our lives and transforming others with us. We're not the only ones, but that we do it matters. So you've heard the phrase, without a positive history, people cannot have a positive future. You know that one? Really, really true. People go nowhere without a sense of roots and grounding and foundation. It's one of the struggles of these times right now. We're not even sure, was that democracy we used to call it? Huh? Till those roots are stirred again. Oh, wait a minute, it doesn't have to be this way. We can imagine new possibilities and we can do it. We can do it. That's what's going on in the text these days, the birthing of the church, a very fiery disruption emerging through the disciples, and it's overwhelming to people. What's going on? What is this about? And this communicating in a dozen different languages is saying we're transforming what was the Tower of Babel? Remember that story? The whole disintegration? Sort of where we live today, isn't it? I've got mine. I don't care about you. The isolation is so great. This is about building community where people understand each other once again. Breakthrough of the Spirit, leading to a new sense of communion with all life. Now I will say, immature people, as the fire of faith grows, it is not about being ecstatic all the time. Who needs that? We think of that way. We talk about that way in religious circles. Boris, are you on fire today? He always disappoints. That's not it. It's not. I like the image that true faith is like a pilot light. Very small. Very subtle. Always constant. So if it's needed to engage at bigger levels, it can. But it's the constancy which is the thing that we can count upon. And that's why Paul says this incredible text, what we have been given is not a spirit of slavery, of fear, of timidity, of cowardice. No, we've been given a spirit of courage, creativity, compassion. It's the Spirit who's working that through us. The greatest obstacle to the work of the Spirit is our own imaginations. We can't do that. We haven't done that before, have we? Huh? That stirring up again and again is what is needed. So, this last week or two, we've shared about peace being a place of 13 different points, right? All happening at once. And that wonderful image of a sheet waving, right? In the wind and the breeze. We perceive different aspects of ourselves as congregation depending upon how that sheet is flowing. So sometimes we don't see it, or sometimes that's not our calling and concern, or sometimes it's something seems brand new and somebody says, we've been doing that for 7 years. Yeah, it's very, very, very different. However, I'm not sure that that image is the best one that we should keep, because while I like it very, very much, I think we're going to get in trouble if we walk around and attend to each other by asking, Margaret, have you got your sheet together? Yeah, it's just, well, there's some limitations there. So, fireflies also emerged, huh, this last week. Appropriate for today. Fire flies as an image of who we are as community. I love it because the fireflies are right illuminating different times, and yet when we see it, it's this beautiful cohesive harmony all around, and it's not dependent upon the others, but they just keep sparking, illuminating, and having fun. So, here is a little guide to the rest of the homily. Take some, pass them down. There you go, please. Francois, can I pass you these? More coming. Yeah, if you want to, yes, and good. And get some over there too. One or two there. Everybody got them back in the corner? Yep. There you go. This is meant to be a little of positive history. Gives us a positive future. This is far from comprehensive. Carrie and I came up with this great background image, huh? It's one of Kemmerer's paintings of the cosmos exploding in joyful love. Fire flies. Peace center, beloved community. That's what's touched us and we wish to nurture together. I'm not reading all of these, but I will give you some. Jazz Church, St. Peter's, we're in partnership. Keeps going. Do you know that we've produced three CDs? Three CDs. I mean, that's a lot of work. Do you know that? Over the years? Way cool. I'll make sure you get some more copies of them. Here's a fun one. The illegal ordination of our current bishop. Okay? Jeff Johnson and two friends had graduated from PLTS, Lutheran Seminary, officially approved for ordination, and the bishop then, Lyle Miller, threw them out. You will not have gay clergy in this church. So, a friend called me up the week this was announced on a Tuesday and said, "What should we do?" I said, "I don't know, except we're demanding a meeting with the bishop on Thursday." 26 clergy showed up 2 days later. This is unheard of. At 2 p.m, and we ran a 4.5-hour meeting with the bishop, who kept trying to get us to leave. It's 4:00, rush hour traffic is coming. 5:00, well, you know, I know some of you got meetings this evening. 6:30, I don't know how late we can go, and finally we called it and said we're done. 4.5 hours. In time, what that led to, as the group of us persisted over the next 1.5 years, was our calling Bishop Jeff now and two women, Phyllis and Ruth, to be ordained in the Lutheran Church, because our Lutheran polity says bishops do not rank over us, they are partnerships with us in the gospel. And so Lutherans have the right to ordain who we want, especially when there is a large consensus of people. So we had the ordination in January of 1990. And it was, and I want you to pay very special attention to this word, illegal, according to church law. Illegal. Today people like to call it extraordinary. And that's okay, and I get it. But it was illegal. The Bible's filled that word, right? Obey God, not human beings. For that occasion, I, among others, helped design the liturgy for the day. So when I first crossed paths with Bruce Silverman, who's been a drummer playing at Peace for all these 30 years, he brought his friends, the Sons of Orpheus, 30 drummers. We lined the steps to St. Paul Cathedral in San Francisco, 15 drummers on each side coming up the steps, and they were drumming away. So if you entered church that day, you knew you were headed for trouble. And then they played throughout the service, doing incredible drumming. And then we had a dancer. Now, I helped get this. A fire dancer. This is great. What I did not anticipate was that he would come out in leotards, no shirt, and deer antlers. Very Lutheran. Dancing with a fire stick, swallowing the fire, and then, with the ordinance candidates taking the fire off the stick, boom, throwing it on them. Yeah, whoa. Carter Hayward, some of us saw the film, a year ago, about the illegally ordained Episcopal women priests. She was the preacher and did a very fine job. I danced her. After the gospel was proclaimed, I'm dancing her backwards over to the steps of the cathedral pulpit. You know, you Come on. And I told her before, I said, just trust me. That's all you have to do. Just trust me. And she's following me, and she goes up the steps, and the drummers go, bum, and she says, I've never begun preaching like this. Yeah, that was a little fiery, huh? After the service, four of the drummers told me very privately, I was raised Lutheran, you know. I've gotten that for a lifetime. Yeah, I was raised Lutheran. Well, for the occasion, I had initially suggested that we get Bishop Christer Stendahl to preach, and we pursued him. Now, he'd been a professor of great distinction and international repute at Harvard and Yale, and then Sweden called him back to be the bishop of the church there. We got the news a week or two before that he couldn't attend. Jeff called me up. What do we do? What do we do? And we're trying to figure it out. I said, you know what? Let's have him write a letter to the church for this occasion. It will be the epistle for the day. And he wrote a masterful, beautiful, one-page letter, which was our New Testament lesson. Incredible. After all the things I've described, and there were more, that letter went out to the entire church. And that is what infuriated all 65 bishops. They were seething. You have no right to speak to us like that. We are not your flock. We will not pay attention. And that was the gadfly for years to come. Kind of proud of that one. Yeah. Yeah. Finally, regarding that service, we had borrowed the thurifer, which is the fancy name for the person who works with the incense for the day, and we had plenty of it. And he'd come from Grace Cathedral. Now, he was a bit on the Flaming Queen side, which is fine, but he did not expect that Lutherans could have anything truly liturgical or worthwhile. He was just donating his time to help some people in need. He was so moved by the service, shaken to the core, all kinds of other things happening, that at the very end, I was guiding folks to recess as the clergy are going out. He was to lead the way, crosses in place. He walks over, incense just flowing like crazy, and he says to me, as he, today demands Queen Anne's. So attached rainbow ribbons to the incense, he begins swinging it over his head all the way out. Whoa, do you get this? The Spirit's here. Now that was a bit more than a pilot light, but it was a great day. And in all of our future relations with the bishop, you can remind him he's illegally ordained. And peace might have a few illegal things about it. Well, we became a reconciling church in 1991, and we were the first suburban church to become gay, promoting active in Lutheran circles. Our partnerships have led us to relate to folks through Black Consciousness with Armando Parrish and Liberation Theology in Nicaragua. We got involved with the AIDS ministry. Some of you remember that from the early 90s. Mother Teresa's Sisters of Charity brought that to Oakland. And people asked her, why are you doing this work here? You work with the poor all over the world. And she said, yes, that's true, she said, but only in America are people this deeply poor spiritually. It's where we live, friends. It's one of the problems. We're in a vacuum, we're in a void. And we need each other and all of these good friends. We are willing to protest here, which is what the word Protestant means. We've forgotten that, huh? To protest when we have to. We've done so with friends from the Islamic Center when they were under attack, Beth Haim under attack, March Against Hate, with the Amazon Indigenous, and we've been very strong advocates for the Gay Straight Alliance over the years, which has been appreciated. Interfaith is part of our identity. Contemplation in so many different regards is essential. It's the key to our survival. Prayer, meditation, walking the labyrinth, nature, that is the key. Without that, it all becomes fluff and dissipates. I love an Episcopal priest friend was here recently. We were in the sanctuary and talking about social media and all those dimensions. And then I said, I don't think we'll ever have TVs in the church. And she burst out laughing and said, of course not. You have art here. Yeah, don't forget. Feeding the Spirit. Earth Fest, see hope, seed change, so much love. This magazine, Faith and Form, this was published probably 15 years ago. It's a national magazine about church architecture and faith and what's going on in the world. And this was their first issue on interfaith settings. And so it's really well done. I'll make sure you see it at Hospitality. And there's an article here about Yale University, which put up a platform for interfaith celebration. There's an article here about the National Cathedral in Washington, considered one of the premier churches, you know, in the entire United States. They too put up a little platform. And then there's an article about Peace Lutheran Church in Danville, California, whose entire church is dedicated to interfaith celebrations from the get-go. God's good to us, huh? There's imagination here. There's wide open engagement of what needs to happen. So, friends, do not play small. Let your light shine. We are fireflies. We have so much to share, so much to learn, so much to give. Enjoy the ride. Because it's meant to be extravagant. Extravagant. Don't play small. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.